I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is about your hemorrhoid.
I hate you.
I wasn't going to do that song
until
you brought it up.
My ass is on fire. It is, though. It is. It hurts so much.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, you guys, I'm sorry. I had to do it. I wasn't going to play that. I was actually going to play the complete opposite of that song from a little Disney movie called Enchanted with Amy Adams.
Love that movie.
Well, then you're going to love this news, because guess what I read this morning?
What? Is it Enchanted 2?
They are making a sequel called Disenchanted. You're not very excited. You just said you loved it.
I actually just heard today on Blank Check podcast that Wedding Crashers is doing a sequel, and Commissioner Evan Susser is writing it. You know who he is.
Oh, God. Unfortunately, this is, like, getting really bad, because now I do... I mean, I know the name. I couldn't...
No, you know references. You know references.
I hate all that about it.
Okay, so Disenchanted. So what's going to happen in it?
Okay, get ready. So, okay, let's just say, if you haven't seen Enchanted, it's actually a very charming movie.
The music is amazing. And Amy Adams is so funny in it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be with Amy Adams, Alan Menken, Stephen Schwartz, Barry Josephson. They're all doing, they did the first one. They're going to be doing the second one. I know you're going to be thrilled to hear that Patrick Dempsey, James Marsden, and your favorite, Idina Menzel, will all be reprising their roles.
I'm sorry, Adele Nazeem. Oh, dear.
Adeem Dazelle. Wait, what was it?
Adele Nazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
Adele does. Well, I don't. It's
okay,
kind of
whatever.
No one really knows exactly what he said.
Yeah.
The wickedly talented Adele Dazeem.
Oh God. Oh, what the heck? Us Weekly is not letting me now pull up. Jesus, this is not working out, guys.
Have you seen...
I'm gonna find it, but they are they're the hemorrhoid in my podcast right now. We'll pull it up and I'm gonna find it.
So much. While you do that, have you seen the Sex and the City promotional, like, for the HBO Max?
No.
So the new show is gonna be called, just call it Sex and the City, but they're calling it And Just Like That.
Ugh. And Just Like That is the name of it?
Yeah.
Ew, that's terrible.
Well, no. Because, I mean,
Just Like That?
She says that, like, every episode, like, and just like
that. Oh, okay.
Whatever. And Miranda is, like, full lesbian in this, clearly.
Okay.
So what's happened? Which is fine, but, like, are they making that a plot point now? I would love it if they did.
I would love it if Steve came back. All I know is
No, he's in it. David Eigenberg, or whatever his name is in it. So I'm hoping that she has come out. And he's just, you know, they're best friends or something.
Okay, got it. All right, so you're going to love, you're going to be running to the movie theater. You're going to be camping out.
This is going to be bigger than Tomorrow War for me.
Yeah. Disenchanted will be set 15 years later. Giselle moves to the suburb of Monroeville with Robert and their teenage daughter, Morgan, where she must juggle the challenges that come with a new home and discover what happily ever after truly means to her and her new family.
Okay.
I know. I was like, yay.
So all of the magic is out of it. She's just living a normal life. It's like watching my life. It's just watching like a woman in her 40s.
It's like me
life.
Talking about bringing the kids to school and dropping it off and planning for the Halloween party. Uh-huh. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Jesus, these fucking sequels, dude.
I know. I'm like, what are they going to sing about? She's not going to be running through Central Park getting
Alan
a corn
Menken
dog.
And Stephen Schwartz. It's going to be great. They're great songwriters, lyricists, etc. Stephen Schwartz wrote Pippin, Godspell.
Oh, no.
Wicked.
I mean, I think it's great music. I just hope, you know. Oh, Patrick Dempsey says he'll be singing for the first time. He's never sung publicly.
Wait.
So bear with me.
It doesn't bode well when you have to kind of warn the public before the movie's even, like, out. Just bear with me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it could be like Meryl Streep in Mamma Mia. We don't know.
I was about to mention Mamma Mia as well, but rather, who's like the main guy that sings?
Is it Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan. When he starts singing, oof. You can feel everyone in the audience like hemorrhoids popping because their assholes
are
clenching
so hard.
But he's
got the look and the charm to help compensate. Patrick Dempsey, I don't know.
I read a whole article. It took me like 25 minutes to read. And at the end of it, I was like, okay. And it was like, who is the mystery girl in the Mamma Mia poster? Like the bride that's like laughing, you know?
Oh, right.
Right. And it was like, here are all the theories. And you like read all these theories. And then at the end, they just answer it for you. And it's like some like French woman from a magazine that the director was just looking at. And he's like, oh, this woman captures the look I want.
The essence.
And that's the end.
Great.
So why did I read all those goddamn theories? And why are there theories? Who the fuck cares?
Oh, I was up all night after Mamma Mia. Like, oh my God, I gotta figure this out.
Who is the bride? Is she real?
Right.
Jesus. I also, okay, here's another thing that I read that I thought was just, I couldn't wait to tell you this because it's so stupid. And okay. I've seen it come up on my Facebook and like just my algorithm all over the place. There's this article that is like, okay, so you know Friends, the first couple seasons Ross had a monkey named Marcel.
Yes.
Have you seen this?
No, but that's so weird you brought that up because I have a little David Schwimmer fact that I was going to bring up.
My God.
Well,
okay.
We are, I mean, our hemorrhoids are,
we're
actually,
singing.
I don't have one, but whatever. Okay. I'll probably get one
you
else.
Don't.
Actually,
you
we
don't.
Talked about it and then I ended up on hemorrhoid TikTok and I was sending you treatments for hemorrhoids.
Colin actually texted listening. Me today and asked, did you try the sugar?
Did you sugar it?
No, I haven't sugared it.
Okay. All right. Bet.
Okay. So the
David
article,
Schwimmer.
I forget what the article actually like, but here's what the title is in my head. It's so stupid. It's like the Marcel's okay, no.
Marcel's
trainer
truth.
Of dead monkey Marcel finally speaks out about David Schwimmer's allegations about the monkey actor.
Oh no.
Cuz for years he has been talking shit about that fucking monkey. And the trainer is not having it anymore. I'm like, okay. Like, he's been vocal. And I remember, like, I've read articles where he's not even a dick about it. He's like, yeah, I hated working with that monkey. It sucked. It was stupid that I had a monkey. It would.
Correct.
And then at the reunion, he told that story about, like, you know, like, the monkey was fine, but, like, it wouldn't hit its mark all the time.
Because it's a monkey.
And
also, monkeys are terrifying.
Oh, I would have, like, that would have been my dream scenario.
Well, like a little baby chimpanzee minus, you know, Travis the
it's
monkey.
It's a capuchin.
And, I mean, all
it's a
of
capuchin.
That aside.
Right. This monkey can't hurt you. Well, I could probably claw the clear.
Well,
out, but
wasn't that like a rhesus monkey?
A what?
A rhesus? Not like Reese's Pieces. Like a rhesus.
Reese's Pieces.
No, okay, I'm looking at okay, no, like Reese, R-H-E. Okay, I'm it's looking
at
it.
It's a capuchin monkey. It's a okay, capuchin.
Whatever. I'm 100% still think sure it's terrifying.
Okay, fine. Fine. But then he told the story on the reunion, which was very lighthearted, where like the monkey whose name was like, fuck, it had a girl name. It was like, it wasn't Karen, but it was something like that. But okay. He told the story, like there were two monkeys and one was named Monkey and one was named like Natalie or something. It's not Natalie, but, and he told the story at the reunion, like, yeah, that monkey would sit on my shoulder and then the people would give it like little like worms and shit. And then like the monkey would like eat half of it and put it in my hair and then it would get ooh, it later. And okay, the fucking trainer like did like an interview yes, where he's like, that didn't fucking happen. That didn't happen. How dare you defame? He like literally says like, do not speak ill of the dead. Like it's
well, how about the dead worm? Okay. Schwimmer is stanning the dead worms that were sacrificed for Natalie.
I would pass out if like a monkey put a worm on my head. I wouldn't mind a monkey sitting on my shoulder.
Oh,
like,
I
that's
would.
A lot. It's a lot to ask of an actor. Like first season in, yeah, you're going to be working with a monkey for the entire first season. Every scene you're going to have a monkey on your shoulder.
That'd be like saying, hey, Jody, you're going to be working with this chicken or this cow or this goat. Animals so are any smart animal, and they have a mind
or
of their own.
How about this? Latrice.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'd be Claude. It would
you're
be
meeting
the same
Latrice
thing as what?
You're going to meet her.
Well, no.
In like a
month. She's going to be with your dad. Latrice
no, but
is
I want
not
you,
coming
I want
with
you to
us.
Well, I know, but I want you to come to the hotel to meet Latrice, George, and Walter, and my dad.
I'm just going to be at the door like, hi.
You're going to wave at Latrice.
And by the way, there is a rhesus monkey. It's R-H-E-S-U-S. They were the ones that were always used in like psychological experiments and stuff.
Yeah, it's
okay,
a
I didn't make it
monkey
up. Anyway, okay, well, my little factoid that
your
I
Schwimmer
found.
Your Schwimmer fact.
My what?
Your Schwimmer fact.
Yes, my Schwimmer fact that I was looking up while I was going through Dumois.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, Dumois on Instagram, you get all the good stuff. Someone spotted him and they're like, oh, I spotted David Schwimmer wherever. And Dumois was like, yeah. And they're like, he was just full Schwimmer. He was just full Ross.
It's like,
he is what he is. Just like,
I love him. He's my favorite friend.
Really?
The leather pants.
No, I mean, like, he's my favorite friend. But I think in real life, right? I mean,
I don't know. He's always been my favorite. I know he's in general everyone's least favorite. But
and he's married, right?
I think so.
Okay. Well, allegedly, he was also on Raya. You didn't hear it from me, guys. I know.
Uh-oh.
Guess who else was spotted?
I don't know. You?
Michael Bolton.
Oh.
I know.
I am My shoe size is 15 and a half.
In case you guys aren't watching the hit TV show of the summer, Celebrity Dating Game. I mean, if you're not watching it, where are you? Because Michael Bolton is on it.
Well, and
what are you doing?
You're burying the lead because Zooey Deschanel is the host. And I mean, you've never met anyone more
null of any personality whatsoever. Wasn't she supposed to be known for being quirky and zany?
I mean,
what happened to that?
I think she just had bangs. Okay, but okay, so I have a bombshell.
Bangs
here
is her personality. Okay,
two days ago, that trainer did another interview.
Oh my God!
Here's
okay,
the title.
Is this trainer also Jaleel White, who like spilled the tea about family matters? I mean, whoa.
While the rest of the cast sat around him and he's like, everyone was mean to me because I was the star. And everyone else in the cast is like, we can hear you. Okay, here's the title of this article.
Oh no.
Friends monkey trainer said Schwimmer was jealous of his simian co-star. Mark Morris, the trainer who worked with the monkeys who portrayed Marcel the monkey on Friends, think David Schwimmer was jealous of his co-star.
Jealous.
David Schwimmer was
jealous of Marcel.
Of a monkey. Do you want me to just keep going? The animal trainer. Okay, so yeah. This is just my opinion. But the first couple episodes, Schwimmer was pretty friendly with the monkey. And then after that, the monkey was getting... the monkey was getting a lot of laughs. And either it was throwing him off or he was getting a little jealous.
This actually sounds like... Wait, are they actually talking about the monkey or are they talking about Matthew Perry, who also seemed to be the one who always had to get the laughs, right?
And he was... Matthew Perry was, like, the funniest one on... Well, Phoebe
okay,
too.
Sure.
Well, they're all funny. Okay, Morris's response came after years of Schwimmer slamming
like
his monkey... slamming his monkey co-stars. The actor...
Slamming.
David Schwimmer doesn't give a fuck about your stupid monkey.
He's like, excuse me, I had a... There's a worm in my hair.
That's slamming.
If you don't mind. The monkey just, like, shit on my shoulder. If you don't mind. Okay. Sorry. I want to say this really quickly. I'm drinking an iced tea from Dunkin' Donuts, and they have this new revolutionary thing, like those strawberry popping bubbles.
They're bubbas.
They're fucking good.
Are they really?
Yeah, I'd recommend them. Okay, anyway, Morris's response came after years of Schwimmer slamming his monkey co-stars. The actor who portrayed Ross Geller on the series started the feud back in 1995 when he told EW, I hate the monkey. Schwimmer appeared to double down on the sentiments during HBO Max's Friends reunion when he said, here's my problem. The monkey obviously was trained. It had to hit its mark and do its things right at the perfect time. What inevitably began to happen was we would all have choreographed bits kind of timed out, and it would get messed up because the monkey didn't do its job right.
Slice! Dramatic slice.
I get it, because it's a fucking multi-camera sitcom. Yeah. Yeah, it does matter. That's annoying as shit.
And we've been here all day.
Yeah.
And my craft
and the audience has seen this same
French
bit
dip
14.
Is getting cold over there, right?
So we would have to reset. We'd have to go again because the monkey didn't get it right. Okay. Oof. Morris, who worked with the monkeys on about 5 episodes of Friends. 5.
She's acting like they worked together for years. 5 episodes.
That's the first time I've read that. I assume that he owned these fucking monkeys. It's like somebody is talking shit about Walter. But no, he worked 5 days. Also responded to Schwimmer's previous claims. He wasn't allowed to bond with his monkey co-stars on set, explaining, it is true that we prefer the actors don't become too friendly with the monkey. Okay. An actor is a prop to the monkey, and the monkey has to work with that prop, Morris said. We don't want them to become friends, because then the monkeys think, oh, it's my friend, I don't have to work. This is what the monkey's thinking. They just want to go hang out with their friend instead of doing what they're supposed to do. It's not out of spider malice. Yeah, he didn't say it was out of spider malice. He was saying that there's a monkey.
It's almost like this trainer had a little unagi with the monkeys.
This guy is a psychopath. In addition to
the harumphing he's been doing, turning over in his bed all these years in the middle of the night.
I have to say something.
Enough is enough. This is it.
In addition, he's gonna slam him here. In addition to appearing in scenes with Schwimmer, the monkey also appeared in scenes with Jennifer Aniston and Matt LeBlanc, who Maura said were both a pleasure to work with. Boom!
Pleasure.
They were fun.
I bet he was like, you know
what? It
was
Schwimmer.
This gal and this gentleman, they're going places. Mark my words, they're gonna be big because they know how to work with their co-stars.
That's the end of the article.
Wow, I mean,
this guy sounds like a real
he could finally
real hoot.
Rest at night.
I finally said
got it off his chest.
He fucking he's giving the
you know what, it's almost
the
like the
grace
Britney
over to
movement.
The monkeys. What?
It's almost like the Free Britney movement.
Oh,
he's
this is
given
way more than that.
Marcella voice. Finally. All right, you want to know something else?
Yeah.
There's no way to transition out of this, because really we could just talk about this for days.
Because that was
fan fiction.
That was
out.
Crazy. Look, what a crazy thing to do. He's like stewing over it. That HBO Max reunion was like the final fucking straw for this guy.
You know what?
5
how
episodes.
Pissed was he that he wasn't asked to come back and do part of the fashion show like Justin Bieber?
Yeah. He couldn't dress up as the holiday armadillo.
Ooh, oh, God. That fashion show.
Fashion show at lunch.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Tom Cruise is dating a new victim, Haley Atwell. Do you know anything? Okay, I don't either. I was hoping, you know, you're younger and more hip than I am. Don't know, but she's clearly being groomed to be a Katie Holmes 2.0. Mm. She's got the nice clothes, the jacket, the sunglasses. He's got enough lift so they seem like they're about the same height.
Yeah, but dude, people say that he is genuinely like the nicest guy in Hollywood. Like everyone loves working with him.
Okay, you know what? I hate when people are like, oh my God, they're so nice. And actually, I think you and I have talked about this before. Well, you should be.
Yeah,
your life is pretty damn easy. Like, what?
And okay, have you seen gonna, you? You look like
you're
20.
Michael Scott bit doing a Chris Rock bit. What, you want a cookie? You know what I'm talking about, right?
What, you want a cookie?
Oh my God, Michael Scott doing Chris Rock.
No, I get that.
Jesus.
What's the cookie?
Like, what
thing?
Do you want? Do you want a cookie for just being a basically nice person to people around you?
I think I heightened that more than it needed to be. Okay. Yes. No, I get it.
I probably overhyped it. Okay, but anyway, I mean, I guess he should be. He's got people kissing his ass all the time, but I just don't know how any starlet or even just anyone off the street, any monkey off the street would want to be his next girlfriend, knowing obviously what goes on.
He does his own stunts.
Oh, congratulations.
Dude, he's like hanging out of planes and off of buildings and shit. That's impressive.
The plane is not, you know, at 30,000 feet. It's probably just like hovering over a mattress.
You're still on a plane. I don't think it's hovering over a mattress.
It's not that high in the air. They're not going to insure all that.
I actually watched a lot of I watched a lot of behind the scenes footage that Mitch keeps putting out about Tomorrow War, and it's...
I knew it was going here.
We'll talk about it.
As soon as you start talking about airplanes, I'm like, oh, it's going to circle back. Okay.
Have you watched it yet?
No, I know I have to, I think tonight.
You guys, for anyone who doesn't know, on Total Request Podcast, I requested for Jody to watch The Tomorrow War.
Running time? 140 minutes, 2 hours and 20 minutes of garbage.
Usually we try to pick stuff that's like 20 minutes long, like a 22-minute Office episode, but no, we're going full Tomorrow War.
I can't. Okay, first of all, I hate action movies. I hate aliens, fictional. It's just like everything I hate in one movie. It has fit Chris Pratt. I like a chubby Chris
He's
Pratt.
He's not funny in it either, at all.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
This is going to be amazing. But anyway, yeah, that's what you requested that I watch, so I'm going to watch it.
I'm so nervous to hear what you're assigning me after
that for
punishment.
I have one in mind, but I need to find like a good, as you would say, a good segment or a good... I can't give anything away, but I will find something if that doesn't work out. Oh, gosh, what was I just going to say?
Tomorrow War.
Oh, right. But yeah, that's what I'm watching. Oh, and then what was the other good one that someone requested? Oh, you're going to watch a Real Housewives of Dallas episode. And I looked up which episode it is. It's when they go to Mexico. And for those of you who watch Dallas, Leanne Locken, just remember her in Mexico and she and Carrie get in a fight. I think that's the episode.
I don't know any of these people. So I'm going to have like a fucking chart up so I can follow the cast.
You don't watch Housewives. I'm actually recording an episode of Real TV today for this week, and I have a lot of things to say about Real Housewives, which I normally don't talk about, but Real Housewives of Potomac, the new season premiere was last night. Mm-hmm. We got Real Housewives of New York going on. Beverly Hills is on. This is a dream for any Real Housewives
and you
watcher.
Watch all of those? You watch all of those.
Yeah, I didn't finish watching Real Housewives of Dallas season, this latest season, because it was just, I don't know. I'm not a huge Dallas fan, which I know is like a big thing. People love Dallas, but I'm not a big fan of those ladies.
I think that's Justine's favorite, or it might be Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta's pretty good. You would like Atlanta.
People like Atlanta. Well, I actually just spent the last 2 days binge watching all of Barry again.
Oh, no. That's why you're sending me all the Bill Hader things.
Oh, was I?
Yes, you sent me the Bill Hader skit from SNL with the puppet.
Oh, yeah. And you don't think it's funny? Because you're bored. I think
it's fine.
Yeah, it's funny.
I mean, I think Bill Hader is hilarious. I'm just not. Okay.
That's good.
Like, way into him like you are. Right.
Well,
I think Fred Armisen is really funny. And I like Portlandia.
But he's kind of a
Portlandia,
trash bag.
You can't
binge. I
hate
Portlandia. I fucking hate that show.
Ugh. See, it's now, so was it because, actually, this circles back to Tom Cruise. Was it because you heard bad things about him when he was married to Elizabeth Moss?
No, not at all.
Because all of those little things put out about him, just like Nicole Kidman's dad, was all allegedly
Scientology related.
Scientology. That were like, oh, her dad was a child molester and Fred Armisen is a real freak and I don't know, all this kind of weird stuff. I mean, he's probably kind of a weird, freaky, kinky, whatever. Only because now he's dating, what's her name? Natasha Lyonne.
That matches, I feel.
It
like
does.
That kind of works
me
somehow.
A little bit.
She scares me too.
Why is that? Why is she scary?
I think it's
is
her
it because
voice.
Of her, or is it because of her character on Orange Is the New Black?
No, because she scared me in American Pie too. She was like such a like badass.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on a second. Why
she's always kind of had that voice.
Why am I feeling like Busy Phillips and Natasha Lyonne are in the same?
I don't think they do. I don't think they are.
No.
Busy Phillips is so fucking annoying. Natasha Lyonne at least is like super talented. And
oh,
funny,
I knew
I
it was coming to this. Wait, you didn't see Busy Phillips
in Dawson's
superior
Creek?
Acting in Dawson's Creek?
God, I feel like we should both be watching Girls 5 Eva.
Pardon me.
It's that show that Tina Fey wrote, and it's
on... Oh, that's right. You've told me about this before. Yeah. I keep forgetting about it.
And it's Geed, but I just can't...
Give me the gist of it real quick again.
It's like old girls group, and like now they're all like 40.
Right.
Then a current rapper samples one of their songs, so then they like have like a rejuvenation.
Oh.
And Paula Pell's in it. And Sarah Bareilles and Busy Phillips and what's her face from Hamilton?
What? Okay, what's her face?
Angelica.
Oh,
Eliza. Wait, Angelica. Yeah, what's her name? She has three names.
Is it Renee?
Yeah,
I'm
Renee
thinking
Elise
of my
Goldberry.
Angelica. Okay, because my Angelica, who played Angelica in the Chicago cast, who is in what were you going to see the day that the Company.
The pandemic, yeah.
She's now in Company, Nikki Renee Daniels, who's married to the guy who played Tootsie on Broadway, too. Anyway, that reminded me of Pen 15, which, where the hell is it?
Where's everything?
The second part of the season.
Y'all.
No, you. Okay.
Y'all. I'm translating. It's supposed to come back.
Yeah. No, Pen 15.
Barry's supposed to come back. Pen 15's not back yet. Shrill. I don't know if that's coming back.
Yeah. I still need to finish the other part of the season. I never finished season two.
Do you know what I did watch? I don't know why. I think it was like Facebook. You know how like you click on a Facebook video and then it takes you to like the video page and then it just automatically plays something?
Yes.
I'm constantly getting Dance Moms. All the time. It's always playing me Dance Moms. I'm like, I've never given an indication that I like this.
Yeah.
But, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the Kardashian reunion. I bought both episodes and watched
what?
Them.
What? I've never watched an episode. Unless we've been assigned.
Me neither.
I don't think either of us have been assigned that. That's actually kind of shocking.
Like, no, we have. We did that one episode
where
she
was
drinking wine.
With the monkey. Where she... God. Where Chris had, this is all coming around. It wasn't a rhesus monkey, though. And again, this was before Charna Nash got her face ripped off by Travis. This was pre-Travis.
God, that's the most monkey-related incident that always flashes into my head when I hear the word monkey. I think
of course.
I think of that emergency call.
Oof.
Okay, so right. Wait. So the Kardashian reunion. It's Andy. It's Andy. I really wonder if Watch McCrappin's like covered it, because I would love to hear them talk about it. But like, at one point, like, there's an interesting section where he talks to Chloe, like, so how do you feel now that you've lost weight? And like, you were always like the ugly fat one. And like, she does talk about that. I mean, he doesn't say that, but like,
right.
Discuss yeah. that. But then he does ask them, do you think that you're all setting a too high of a standard of beauty? And then Kim has the fucking audacity to be like, no, because like, we get up and we work out every day and we put in the work. So
oh, you do.
Like.
You yeah. do. You yeah. walk down the hall to your personal trainer who's waiting in your perfectly lit gym, who just tells you exactly what to do after your personal chef
but
has cooked
he's
you
he's not really
you
even
so
asking
hard.
About their bodies. He's saying a level of beauty, and all of them had so much plastic
oh my
surgery.
God, right.
So the answer is yes, you are setting way too high of a standard.
Yeah.
You're not. Kim was basically saying, like, we're achieving this just from working out 2 hours a day. That's
right.
What I look like. That's awful. But
and,
I mean, I couldn't stop watching it.
And they created this whole weird big ass thing, which actually, I mean, let's talk about some Teen Mom stuff. Do we believe Brianna and Brittany just went for, like, just a teeny tiny nip tuck?
I don't know. They were back at home, like, that same day. Because Brianna still had those, like, double French braids in.
Yeah, what? Shit, I guess you're
like,
right.
They went right home.
I was hoping that he was going to fix her ass a little bit, but just not talk about it on camera.
God, he is
because
so creepy.
You're
like,
in that office. I'd be like, you're taking all of this out and making
yeah.
it exactly the way it was before. I'm not leaving this office.
Also, I feel like maybe she'll get them taken out after she's watched now her ass in those leopard print bike shorts. I don't know.
She's had to have seen it for years now. She sees it every morning when she looks in the mirror. How do you not see? It looks like a box is in the back of her pants.
Yeah, it's not great.
Or like a full diaper or something.
You know what
I
wanted to ask?
I don't get the huge ass thing. I really don't.
Really quickly, before we get into Teen Mom, is you listened to the This Is What Crazy Looks Like.
Yes.
Keevan.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I mean, it's hilarious, although you didn't prepare me for the YouTube video. So it will explain
oh,
to
yeah,
everyone
I was,
what
I
it
was
is.
Gonna, yeah, you don't, yeah, yeah, I should have told you, don't even watch it, just, like, listen.
Because immediately I was like, ah, I hate this. I'm going to have a legitimate seizure because they are flashing things
yeah, you
that make no sense.
It.
There's, like, GIFs and memes, and then all of
no,
a sudden.
No, you just gotta listen.
A squirrel and random stuff. I had no idea what was right. going on.
But it's, I mean, that shit's funny.
It's a New Zealand radio show.
Yes.
Where someone called in or sent in a text message thread of not even an ex-girlfriend. Like
they
someone
went on
he
one
had
date
met.
And they
yeah.
fucked. Yeah.
And she just kept sending him all these text messages. And they have their beautiful New Zealand accent. And it's just going crazy what this woman is sending him. But the YouTube clip you sent to me had a visual of every word that she was
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, they put a different picture. Yeah, that was weird.
It was a bit much, but it's hilarious.
But the Keevan. Guy is so fucking funny. Keevan, I'm coming to your house, Keevan.
You had a bad Keevan's day at work.
And then she pretends to text her friend, like, yeah, I don't even care about Keevan anymore. I have a date tonight anyway. Actually, Keevan, that was me. I don't actually have a date. And my favorite part is when, like, right at the beginning, he goes, we now bid goodbye to Keevan. And then, like, an hour into it, he's like, we now have the return of Keevan after quite the text hiatus. It's like the best thing.
You have a very good accent. I'm impressed.
When I did RuPaul's Drag Race podcast, there was an Australian girl named Courtney Act in it. And so I had to work on my Australian accent that way.
I love that. Can you do South African? That's my favorite.
No, I can do a really shitty like New Zealand / Australian accent.
Well,
Keevan.
I'm impressed.
And I have to like, I actually just have to like, if I haven't heard the person say it, then I can't redo it. Anyway, do you want to talk about Teen Mom?
Yeah, oh, I mean, Christ. As always, not much happened. Brianna's going to get her boobs somehow.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Lifted to look smaller by putting more in. According to Dr. Miami, whose office is located in a preschool building. The hell was that? Right?
I don't know.
I'm not making this up. Like, it looked like there was colored post-its that young children came up to the building and made, like, a goldfish and a smiley face.
Yeah, it's like a children's hospital. Like, handprint.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so fucking creepy. Also, Brianna, like, we get it that you're getting this for free, but, like, I think other doctors would probably give you some kind of deal. You don't have to keep going back to this guy that keeps jangling your body.
Go on Botched and get that shit fixed.
True.
Especially because we're seeing them on Family Therapy, which we are recapping every week on We Love to Hate TV.
Dude, they our episode from last night is one of my favorite episodes we've ever done. It's really funny.
Oh, I can never listen back.
Oh, no, I re-listened to it. It's funny.
Because I feel like I just dull your sparkle. I bring you down. I really do.
No, we talked about getting slapped at Disneyland.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm like, speaking of, Paige, Charlie, come here. I forgot to slap you last night.
Just imagining what it would be like taking you to Disneyland.
Jesus.
Okay, so yeah, is that all that happened? Oh, and then she gets home and Lewis is there.
Oh.
Lewis showed up. What am I going to do with Lewis?
He is her hemorrhoid.
Yeah, he just kind of pops up whenever she... Yeah. At the worst possible moment.
Literal pain in her ass. He's the worst.
There is a moment where I always watch with subtitles, and she goes outside, and you can hear her say, "Hello, Stelita," and instead of transcribing it on closed captioning, it says, "Speaking Spanish."
Stop.
She's not speaking Spanish. She said, "Hello, Stelita."
God.
Come on!
I hate that so much. I thought you were going to say it said, like, "Hello, little Stella." No. Pequeña Stella.
Speaking Spanish. Not even just, like, transcribing, "Hello, Stelita."
Jesus.
It's speaking Spanish.
Good job. Good job.
Geed. Okay, so that's it for that, yeah?
Yeah, basically.
Now, and Roxanne's like, "Oh, my God, you guys, what am I going to do with Lewis? Oh, my God."
Make sure you drink some water. Oh, she looks so thirsty. I can't do it. No, the best good. Impressions. Okay, now Kale and Brianna have a new lawsuit.
Oh, they sure do.
Which is so stupid. Kale's like, you told the facts about me.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
You talked about stuff that was legal, like, actually public court information. Court documented records.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows that Kale's ex, Chris, had the kid or the baby or whoever, Lux, Russell, whatever the hell his name is. And
haircutted.
He cut his hair. His mom cut his hair. Kale got home, noticed it, drove back to his house, and she
punched
was either arrested or charged with domestic violence, right?
Yes, and we've seen her hit Javi on camera, and on, like, the third season or something, she had a dispute with Joe as well where she hit him. That was off camera, but they had to, like, go to court over it. My God.
But she's has this lawsuit against Brianna saying Brianna was spreading false information because she said she was breaking and entering into Chris's house. She's well, like, I didn't break anything.
I'm sure she wasn't invited in.
Exactly.
I think she probably shoved her fucking way in.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that Brittany DeJesus came out and was like, I just gotta say that Kale has dry pussy energy. Did you not see that?
No, but I love that. Was her and response. Somehow that's the first time I haven't cringed when someone used that word. Because Brittany said it.
She goes, I gotta say it. Kale has dry pussy energy.
When did she say that? Just now because of the lawsuit? Or
yeah, it was like in response to the lawsuit.
God, that's amazing.
I think Roxanne says something too, but like so messy. And people, you know, all these people that hate the DeJesuses are going after them like, they're being so messy. And this is good for Kale because Brianna needs to shut the fuck up. I'm like, no, she doesn't.
What the hell? No, she does not.
Kale filed a lawsuit against her.
Right. I bet you anything. Now Kale is going to do, like, a Real Housewives with, what was her name? Brandy and Joanna Krupa. She said, I have dry pussy, but I don't. And then she's going to have to go to her gynecologist to prove that it's not
get proof
dry.
That her pussy isn't yeah, exactly. just that her pussy's really, really wet.
Okay, well, speaking of dry, Kale's storyline, because she isn't talking about anything real on this show, it's all about... Isaac doesn't want to do extra homework because Joe makes him do work. And other than that, we find out that sexy baby is going to be on two football teams. Because
Right, and there was a whole controversy this week with Javi Marroquin is fans are angry at Javi because he posted like this Instagram video of Isaac like training. And, like, his caption was, like, 103 degree weather, but look at my little man, like, killing it. And people are like, it's way too hot for him to be out there, but make sure that he hydrates.
To do it at that age. He and obviously I'm sure, loves it.
Yeah. Also, like, thanks. Yeah, he's hydrating. I'm not a fucking, like,
he's
fine.
Not stupid. Have you ever seen Javi, make him do CrossFit or, it's not like he's doing Navy SEAL shit
Lincoln
out there.
Lincoln loves
right?
it. Like, he does love it.
He feels like a badass. Because he's sexy, baby. He was born a sexy baby. He's going to do anything to maintain his sexiness, okay?
He's, like, going as sexy, like, he's going into, like, the sexiest profession possible.
Right.
I mean, again, football is probably not, like, the greatest sport for anyone to do, because it's
dangerous. Have you seen Brian Urlacher? I mean,
I don't know who that is.
Well, let me just say, those in the Chicagoland area, I hate him on those hair billboards.
All right.
That's all I gotta say. O'Hare Airport. I just hate it all.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I thought you meant hair.
No, I do mean hair. He's famously bald, and there's like a hair system. And so everything on the way to O'Hare Airport is promoting this stupid hair system. And he's way better bald. God. A bald football player or a formerly bald football player? Which one do you want? You want a bald one, right? You don't want one with plugs.
No, God, no.
Once you go plugs, your Uggs. That was really bad.
Well, that was actually pretty good. Steve Carella's plugs, though.
He is the one exception.
Yeah, I think he might be the one exception where the plugs really work.
Yeah, I mean, because season one, Michael Scott.
It's rough.
Yikes.
It's rough shit. But yeah, Javi was in trouble for that. And I also heard Leah on Kale's podcast. Sans V, because they're Not.
Oh, you mean the baby mama no drama?
No drama. Yeah.
Podcast. Where do you go from there? They're so stupid. You have to end the podcast.
Yeah.
Or just baby mamas. You got to drop the no drama because that's all you two are.
And she, like, funny. At the beginning of it, she does, like, a 50-minute segment where she does a Q&A, and she goes, a lot of people,
a lot of people ask me, a lot of people send in this question, and it's, I wear a necklace with all of my kids' initials, and they asked if I was going to add Creed's initial onto it, but I didn't want to, because the necklace says ill, I-L-L, and I thought that was really funny. So then I got a Creed necklace made for me, but it's too small on me because I have a thick neck, okay? I was like, okay.
She's a
you felt
thick
the need
neck?
To tell us that? Which, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, she says she got a lot of people asking her that. Oh, yeah? That's the question that people
aren't
on the tip of their mind.
16 different combinations to put a four-letter necklace.
Right? Yeah, but she likes that it says she likes that it says ill because it's like cool.
Oh, right. I mean, everyone knows that trend, that cool trend. Ill?
But Jody, that's like the main question she got from people. Are you going to get a C put on your fucking necklace?
Well, because then it's a kill or sill, or she could do lick or ickle.
No, she's going to have her. She's going to have another one that just says Creed, but she has to get it resized. Okay, I have to get it resized.
Well, thank God we have 30 minutes talking about that.
Yeah. What were some other questions? Oh, they were all dumb. And then she had Leah on. And actually,
talk about
that was...
Is.
No. It was just all about Allie. And it was actually, like, I was impressed with how much research Kale clearly did beforehand so that she could, like, say words that were relevant. And Leah, I said this... on the last two podcasts, she came across as relatable and real and also not smart, but like she has words, like she can talk. It's just on Teen Mom when she's doing these fake ass conversations, it's so fucking
maybe because she
jarring.
Forgot she was being recorded.
I forgot.
So it came across I forgot. Maybe it came across like she was more sincere.
I don't know. She like really like
or
they
had just
a good
can't
conversation.
Read well. It's very possible she just can't read well. Like when she's doing her voiceover things that sound ridiculous.
It's not really the voiceovers that are bad though. It's those fake conversations with the girlses that are clearly scripted.
Oh my God. When she was painting whoever's nails.
Oh my God.
And she's like, what? Like y'all want me today? Y'all want me today? Oh,
you know what
you're going to be a woman, y'all, too, someday. They're like, yeah, but Mom, we already had that discussion last week on the couch where you talked about periods and boobs.
And then Addie is just being like a bitch the whole time. She's like, you're not a baby. You're not a girl. You're a woman.
You'll then, always have your cats.
Like, I want to...
And somehow Leah thought that was hilarious.
If anyone needs to be smacked at Disneyland, it's Addie.
Oh, hard.
She's hard. and then Leah... This is one of the things I hate the most that people do to kids, is when Leah's like, so, Gracie, you're going back to school. You miss your crush. You miss your crush. Don't do that to kids.
I know. They did that to Bentley all the time.
I know.
So
don't
annoying.
Do that to kids. Don't do it even off camera. But like, Jesus Christ, she's on camera.
At least she was smarting up. She's like, well, how about your crushes? Oh, you don't have any, loser.
Yeah, and then Leah's funny. Like, what would be the benefit of me dating?
Like, we wouldn't have to have these conversations on the couch every month.
And you'd be getting
laid.
Because
you have a different storyline.
And she goes, I need to keep them away from y'all's. So even if I went on a date, it's not like you'd meet them right away.
On the first date.
Yeah, sure. We didn't move in with Jason after your first date.
They're like, remember Daddy number 3? Oh, sorry. We weren't supposed to bring that up. Jesus.
No, the girls are all like side-eyeing each other like, uh-huh.
Oh, and that guy that you brought back from Monkey Rehab. That lived with them for a while. Remember that?
Oh, the TR or something. He was like some guy that was like her personal trainer or something.
And the first line of her in the entire episode, this latest one, was Leah coming on. She's like, I haven't talked to the girls about my tumor, my breasts for a while, but I have to go for an appointment. I'm like, they don't want to talk about your boob. If you don't want to stress
them out.
Go to
your fucking appointment. Yeah.
And she's talking to her doctor who is, I mean, like, obviously he's like a gay man or whatever. And he's like, so let's see your boobs. And she's like, okay, but I mean, I'm single. I don't want a dent on my boob. He's like, so what do you want to do?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
I don't care. You decide.
He's like, it's getting bigger, so we need to do something.
He's like, you're fine, but if you want to take it out, we'll take it out.
Also, I mean,
like,
but Leah also is aging so rapidly.
Well, she tries to do
more makeup. Yeah, she needs to not do as much makeup.
But she thinks it makes her look younger and more youthful. But really, it's aging her, like you said.
The person that I think has the best makeup on the show is Kaylin. I think that her makeup and hair...
Why are you so obsessed with Kale? You always said she's the most beautiful. She's the smartest.
She is beautiful, and her hair is... Mm. She has, like, the most perfect fucking hair. Her makeup's always on point. Well, not always.
What is her makeup on point?
Whenever she's pregnant, she doesn't wear makeup, and then she just lets it go balls to the wall, like zit-tastic.
The only time she ever has makeup on is when she does a podcast episode. I mean, obviously, you and I
She
get
had
that.
Makeup. She you had makeup in this episode when her friend, who is her nanny, can you come out of the basement and pretend like you're walking around the house, like you just got here?
Right.
But she's wearing like full makeup then. And her hair is, like, beautiful.
She probably just did a podcast episode.
Probably.
I mean, you and I understand the work that goes into preparing for when we record. We have to do our hair and makeup, and then we come on, and then you just wear it the whole rest of the day, right?
Oh, yeah. I haven't worn a bra in, like, 4 days.
I wish. Oh, I wish.
Please. You want to trade my small boobs for the hemorrhoid?
Well.
No.
No, I would. I'd take small boobs and a hemorrhoid.
Because you have this weird magical vagina and asshole where like your hemorrhoid would probably just like shrink immediately the second it touched you.
Well, when I think it was with Paige, they said that I had one, but I never felt it or anything.
Yeah, rub it in.
No,
they gave me this cream. But, like, I didn't even know I had a hemorrhoid. They had to tell me I had a hemorrhoid.
Probably because everything was all torn up down there. Yeah, exactly. Sure. I don't know what was going on.
Dry pussy energy.
Yeah, speaking of just a mess. Jade.
Okay, so this scene with the kid made me want to walk into the ocean.
I know we're not supposed to mom shame or parent shame, but she's got to get some parenting classes. This is all their fault. This is not a Chloe thing. This is a generational thing. Had she had better examples of how to actually parent a child, she'd probably be doing the same thing with her kid. But screaming at a kid and never playing with a kid, that's how Chloe's going to act.
Guess how I felt about this scene?
What? It's all Chloe. Just throw her away.
That's exactly how I would do this. I'd be like, Chloe, shut up! Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Chloe, stop! Yes, that's how I parent this kid.
Okay.
That's why I don't have kids. This is exactly how I would manage this situation. I'd be like, Chloe, learn how to talk to me! Talk to me in a better tone!
Stop crying.
Yeah. Stop touching it! Stop touching it! You're too young! Because they're making that bath bomb. And Chloe's like, I want to do it! And
they are not making a bath bomb. She's watching her mom make the bath bomb that she wanted to make.
Also, yeah, I will say this. I don't see the harm in letting Chloe just do it. I mean, there'd be powder fucking everywhere, but like, you know.
Hold on. Chloe is being bratty and she's being annoying she's screaming and everything. But she's doing that because she is bored. No one is playing with her. I guarantee when they're watching Chloe alone or when they're just doing their normal parenting thing, they're not ever getting down to play with her. And listen, no parent is like, oh my God, I cannot wait to go play Barbies with my kid or talk about cars or anything. I don't think any parent truly loves the act is that
from, is that a personal experience from your life about the cards?
Yeah, I mean, like when Charlie starts talking, it's like, oh.
You're just hearing,
I mean, my eyes glaze over. Absolutely. I just start playing the celebrity dating game theme song in my head just to torture myself more. But you have to. You had the kid get down and play with her, play the memory game or something. And that's how you like make a connection. You can calmly talk to her. But I don't think they ever sit down with her and just be like, listen, we, you know, for example, the apple. I'm just going to use that as an example.
That was so funny. I love
Sean there. They screamed to her. They're like, did you throw away your apple, Chloe? And she's like, yeah, I threw it away. Because instantly she knows if I say no, I'm going to get yelled at.
No, she's like laughing. She's a little bitch. And then Sean goes, so if I walk into your room right now, I'm not going to find an apple sitting there. I thought that was really funny.
That's every parent. That's every
right.
single
So if
parent.
I walk in there right now. By the way, I was listening. Okay, so I listened to our episode. We were talking about Disneyland yesterday.
Yeah.
And you were like doing an example of like yelling at your kids because like of the balloon or something.
Oh, okay.
And hearing you, you go into this parent tone that is so scary. No. You're like, you know what I don't like to do is wake up at 5 a.m. to get all the magical passes to make the magic for you. Oh, you don't like it.
Oh, you don't?
No, it's like you go into this different voice that I never hear.
Oh my god,
it's scary.
Well, hey, it works.
Like, okay,
whew,
okay.
So far, my kids are drug free. Okay, they're fully vaxxed and they're drug free. So I'll take that as a win for now. Right. But I don't think they ever have had like a heart to heart with her, which you can have at a kid with a kid that age. And actually, I was finishing up my little Peloton workout as I was watching this, and Paige and Charlie came down, and Paige was like, whoa. Like, they were in shock that she was acting that way. And I'm like, see, and I was telling them, I'm like, see, this is like a parenting thing. What would I have done? And they're like, well, you'll like yell and everything, but like, you don't just like yell her because then she's just going to yell it back because she doesn't know how to just talk. And I'm like, okay, if my 11 and 12-year-old can pick up on that, that she's yelling back at them because that's the only way she knows how to talk because that's all they do. They need to, like, get off the couch. And all they do is, like, Chloe, go in your room. Go play. And then also, you're in a timeout in her room. So her room is a punishment. And you want her to just go play in there? Like, you can't have that
that's
as
why,
a
That's why you
space.
Don't put your dog in a crate to be punished. That's
right.
The,
or
the
a point. Timeout. You have her sit wherever,
in the corner.
In her little corner or the couch
for however
or
many minutes, for however many minutes old they are.
Okay,
that's what
sure.
Anything.
But then you go over there calmly and just say, okay, listen, I hear you're upset or whatever it is. The reason I'm upset is because when you leave the apple there, you know, first of all, we all work together. Okay, I don't want to do a whole parenting lesson here, but you're looking at me half terrified, half laughing.
I would be like, what is this? What did I just find in your room?
Okay, now hold on a second.
That's how I
An 11, 12-year-old, yes. A, what,
no,
two,
I would do that to a 2-year-old.
No.
No, I would do that to a 3-year-old. That's why I don't have kids.
I'm sure
and that's why I shouldn't
time,
have kids.
Like, listen, mommy and daddy throw things away in the garbage. Do you know why? Because we'll get bugs in here. Do you want little mice and bugs crawling over in your room? No. So we all work together to throw things away. And when you lie to me and you say that you didn't, then I can't trust you.
Oh, God.
And do you want
patience,
me to be able to believe
the patience
you and trust
that requires,
you?
Though, Judy.
I tell
I
you the truth,
patience.
Right? I tell you the truth, so you need to tell me the truth. Like, handle this calmly, so the next time she does something wrong that you don't like, she'll be honest with you. Like, it's just very simple stuff, but I understand she never had that example with her mom. I mean,
right.
That's exactly
also,
how Christy dealt with
both
her.
Like, they're both, like, 23 years old.
And they don't want to play. That's the whole thing. They don't want to play with Chloe. In their mind, a kid runs around with no pants, climbs on things, and you just scream at them when they do something you don't like.
And then there's that moment where, like, they don't, like, you're mic'd, you idiots. And he's like, you embarrass me in front of the camera!
Yeah.
You embarrass me in front of the fucking camera!
Everyone's gonna think that we have, like, a devil child. It's like, well, then
well,
parent her. Honestly, I think if they took a parenting class, or if they even did, like, a park district music class or something with her, just like seeing how other parents interact with their kids, they pick up on little tips. I know it sounds stupid, but for
no,
real.
No, I hear you.
Like, I feel bad for them. I think Jade wants to be a good mom, and who wants their household to run like that?
And she's tired as fuck. She's the only one working.
Exactly.
She's like, I'm going to work, so Sean's staying home with Chloe. Yeah, of course he is, because he's unemployed.
And he's going to play video games and just yell at her, and she's going to sit on her iPad. She's bored. Bottom line, I look at that kid, and I see a bored little girl.
Right. I'm annoyed, but that's the difference between you and me.
Well, I would be annoyed with her, too, but there's a way easier solution that they could just, like, fix her. They can fix her at this point. They've created a monster. They got to fix her. I mean, look at little Stelita, right?
Oh, she's so cute, yeah.
She's running around and stuff, but they know boundaries and they know limits and they know the rules.
All right, who do we have left? Just Ashley?
You don't want to talk about more parenting tips?
No? I want to talk more about that dad apple.
Okay, actually, I have to give credit. Like, at least she was eating an apple.
Yeah,
because
hey.
Every other meal is bacon. Every other thing this child eats is bacon.
There was bacon in this episode.
I know. That's all she made. Every episode, I hear at least once, Chloe, come get your bacon. Chloe, your bacon. You want bacon? That's all she eats is bacon and half an apple.
Jesus.
All right, lighter things. Black Lives Matter. Let's talk about it. Whew. I mean, it was a great discussion.
Yeah.
There, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great to see. Great to watch. I mean, not like enjoyable, but I think it was a good conversation that was had.
No, it was good. And it wasn't believable. It was clearly
okay,
like,
no, I know what you're saying.
But,
comparison
like,
of Leah.
Compared
Leah and
to
her
Leah,
tumors
yes.
lecture in this one.
Her tumors is, yeah.
Yes.
So when Leah like, she's like, cameras aren't allowed in, so I'm going to set up my own camera.
I know.
Why don't you just tell us about it?
Did you see how she scooted down on the table as if she was having a pap smear done?
Yeah. She's...
And it was just a breast exam. I watched her legs. She did the scoot. I mean, every woman knows the scoot down.
Oh, yeah.
And her legs were like spread in bent knees. I'm like, Leah, no. Not
also,
this
you like
time.
How, don't you love how when you scoot down, it's never far enough? The doctor always has to be like, just
a little further.
A little more. So like my hemorrhoids like hanging off of the table.
Like if that were me getting, I mean, you know how they do the breast exam before you get your pap smear. Okay, I liked how I questioned that. Like, wait a second, is that normal? Am I getting felt up every time I go? I don't already have my legs in that position. I think I actually have my legs out and I like cross one leg over the other. Just like I'm like kicking back, sitting on the dock of the bay, just at my boobs.
I'll get back to you next week when I ultimately have to get my hemorrhoid tied off.
Yeah, I think you need to go.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
try
so
sugaring
Ashley...
it first, though, for real.
Okay, I'm going to sugar it tonight. Jesus Christ. Ashley and Bart. Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, it was interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what else. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I don't think even I need to be giving a discussion on Black Lives Matter at this point.
No, like, I thought this was like, I mean, this was no... watching her make chicken tikka masala, but it was, I mean, that was the epitome of the season. Highlight.
Yeah. Actually, I deleted my notes from last week and I just had Ashley made chicken. That's all I had for last week. And now I just had BLM.
I mean, it sucks that they fucking, I can't believe that people tell her like they want to hang her.
I get a like, freaking life.
People should be fucking arrested for that shit. That's so fucked up.
Oh, I
but
absolutely
agree. It was
a
good conversation. I believed it. It was natural. It was, it needs to be discussed.
It's actually the first time I found Barr and Ashley, not likable, but
I can watch this.
I won't even say enjoyed watching because it's not an enjoyment factor, but I was like, okay, I'm listening. They seem sincere.
Exactly.
This is good.
Yes.
The rest of it, like you said,
it's
yay,
not watching
you're eating under
Isaac
a tent.
Pick out wallpaper patterns or Leah painting her kids' nails. Nelses.
What do you think about Victoria? Always someone you go
she
to
sucks.
When you have like a cancer
annoying
scare,
as fuck.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's something going on with my body. I have to make a serious decision. I'm going to go sit down with Victoria.
Scout
gotta get
out.
Her input. What?
Scout wants out.
Oh, God. No, she's just laying here.
Oh.
She's just sniffing.
She was pawing. All right, anyway, I have to go walk a dog now in the pouring rain, so,
Aww. Okay. Well, that seemed keep us updated. Keep us updated on, Roid Watch.
The Roid, and, yeah, Roid Watch. Sugar. Right.
Sugar.
What kind of sugar, just like
sugar. Watermelon sugar.
I don't get that.
That's a song. Every time I do a song, you never get it. It's like a horrible voice. We get it. Jody can't sing. It's that Harry kid, Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
You've heard it. It just doesn't sound anything like how I sing it.
Gotcha.
But I think what you need to do, no, for real, this is what I think you need to do.
So do I put it in water or anything, or I just take sugar water, and rub it on my asshole?
I think you need it concentrated. No, I think what you need to do, do you have any tucks? Like those little tux pads?
What are you talking
about? I don't know. The hospital gave it to me. Tux.
Why would I have that?
They look like they're... I told you to get some witch hazel. It's like a witch... Yeah. Okay, go get some tux. Go to the pharmacy, CVS, whatever. Grocery store, Target. They're just called tux pads. And it looks like a little... Clearasil Noxzema pad. It's a little circle. Uh-huh. It's like soaked witch hazel and whatever. You could pick up some little lidocaine ointment, which is a numbing ointment if you want. That'll numb that whole area up. And you'll tuck it between your buck cheeks. But before you do that, I'd do like a, maybe like a teaspoon of granulated sugar on there and shove it up there, let it stick in there and see what happens.
Well, it's not really in. It's out.
I know.
Okay, gotcha.
Put it the tucks between your butt cheeks.
Okay.
Everyone wants to know the status of your butt cheeks later, so keep us.
All right. I'll keep everyone updated.
Yep.
Well, on that note, I hope nobody was eating.
I don't think we're ever going to get any sponsors, by the way. Maybe some feminine care products. We'll really love this episode. Like,
if you guys could maybe go one episode without talking about poop or hemorrhoids or any of that, that'd be great.
Let us know in the reviews.
Until then. Yeah, guys. We haven't gotten a review in a while, so go ahead and leave a really bad review, but give us 5 stars. You can ask about my hemorrhoid if you want. All right. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.